HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
What would have been a MILF day, but you know, I just got an email from Grassy. You know what? I'm glad MILF is over. And I'm like, really? Because I'm just glad. He goes, because I just kept sitting. I worried all the time that this would be the end of you. I'm like, you know what? That means you care. I appreciate that. Yeah, that Me Too thing. Because we'd have had a Me Too category, and we'd have had something go horrendously wrong with Bert Kreischer judging, where he whipped it out or just
Baxter.
Got too drunk. Yeah, Baxter would have gotten too creepy. But, yeah, so there you go. So we all relax and think about our own moms now doing terrible things with pickles and cucumbers. That was an idea we had a couple years ago, is to have our moms compete.
Ugh.
Brady's mom versus John's mom.
I came close with that picture today.
Yeah, well, you definitely are pimping her. You were shooting it out there. She can be our MILF this year then. Have the bikini contest with your mom. Coming in here, and she's got to catch a wiener with her boobs that you have to throw.
Wouldn't miss.
After that photo that you showed us, I think you'd be into it because you really like those cans of hers. Yeah. I want to see the ones Isaac didn't put up. And then I would have you sit down with Isaac and go, what are you doing? There are six good options here, and you picked the one where I'm pointing at my mom's. I thought that's the funniest one. Come on, Isaac.
Isaac just texted over. Would this be a good time to post the meat pack that we're selling at Midwestern? No.
No.
Sold out.
Bunny holding the meat pack in her mouth. It's the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Give me that. Is it still too little?
Oh, yeah.
You read it then.
What happened to your glasses?
Those were
Bruce's.
I'll tell you what. Bruce gave me these horrible old readers from the 80s. They're hilarious. Those things are abused. Bruce has been rubbing his face in beach sand for like a year with those on. I tried to clean them. I'm like,
he got those in the lost and found bucket.
These are the scratchiest glasses I've ever seen in my life.
But you nailed it yesterday with them.
Oh, I can read with them. They're readers. You know, you can read up close. But this tiny print Toledo's decided to go with here is ridiculous.
Celebrate mom this weekend with a free meal at Hooters on Sunday, May 12th. Moms eat free with a purchase of a drink. Select an entree from our special Mother's Day menu only at
Hooters.
There you
go. Get your mom one drink, oil her up a little bit, and everything's free from there on out. You hear that?
Taking your mom to Hooters.
Hey, Mom, we're going to Hooters. I got to buy you a drink first, though.
Ooh, it's happening.
Maybe if your mom is a lesbian now,
That
works out well.
Alex is with his mom this weekend.
Is he?
Hey,
yep.
There you go.
Take Dawn to Hooters.
Yep.
She'll love it.
So apparently they had a discussion about
that
how
could be trouble in paradise.
Not necessarily
so.
Lesbian. She's bi. She's bisexual.
Yeah. Well, tell that to the lady she's living with.
Yeah. I guess she had to deal with that too, didn't she?
So you have multiple partners, Mom?
It's not what I said!
You're just like
I said
your
I still like dick, but currently I'm into the, you know, the other thing.
Dad, Mom's real angry.
If you're
welcome
bisexual,
to my world, son.
Do I get another daddy eventually?
Maybe, but he won't be as loser as your real dad.
Happy Mother's Day.
Where are the girls with the boobs?
Almost said the bad one. So take Dawn. You'll know it's them. There'll be a boy crying, a woman screaming, and a boy crying with BBC on his phone. Man, I want to follow you guys around with cameras. Just glorious. It's time for Brady to give it to you. Brady, please report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Just a couple of Friday morning fun facts. You've heard the Village People sing about sailing the seven seas.
I don't know that I have.
What?
In the Navy.
Oh, yes.
Why,
be more specific.
Why did you say that?
Why did you say they call it the same name of the song, for fair enough. They can put
what
your
are
mind,
the seven seas?
They can
John,
also
you
put your mind at ease, Brady. But
the list has changed over time, the seven seas.
Did you think that was the name of the song?
No.
Oh, okay. Whew. I was just checking. The seven seas. The Adriatic.
The Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Caribbean. Atlantic, Pacific, Indian.
Arctic.
You got some action there. North Atlantic, South Atlantic, North Pacific, South Pacific, Arctic, Southern.
Those are oceans.
And Indian.
Right. They became oceans. All whole, they're oceans. But if you divide them up, I don't know. I don't know how it works or why it works or what the village people were thinking.
The Caspian, isn't that a sea?
Not one of the seven.
Damn it.
Hmm.
Steven Spielberg's career was launched when he directed the first episode of a TV show, Columbo.
Oh, wow.
1971. Eric, this one's for you. The word mortgage. It's a combination of two French
death
words.
Death and the other thing.
You got it. You're
Morton.
Scale? Age. Death scale?
Annual death?
Death pledge.
Death
pledge.
That's right.
Damn it.
That's right. I learned that in school, but I forgot about it.
I forgot.
Yeah.
That's not, one of not the, really a selling point,
that's
is
That's not one of the important things.
Just sign a death pledge right here.
Do you know what it means, what you're signing?
Yeah, I don't think you want to tell
real estate agent's creepy. It's a death pledge. A death pledge to the bank. It's called a mortgage, but it's some sort of Latin.
That sounds scary as hell. We
sign
need to change
here,
that.
Here and here. All the little yellow stickies is where you put your name on the death pledge.
You missed the yellow sticky here.
Yes. And I'm getting 3% of this. Your death pledge.
All right, that's enough.
Your death pledge helps my life.
Your death pledge made my child a happier one.
Write your name in blood here.
Yeah. Yes. I bet you they probably used to have to sign mortgages in blood.
Probably. If that's the meaning of it,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Horrifying.
Here's a little Mother's Day story. There's an 81-year-old in Ireland named Eileen Mackin, lovely lady. She grew up in an orphanage, never knew her parents. Started searching for her mom when she was 19.
Good God, if she's still alive.
Kept searching for 60 years, but never found her. Then last year, she told her story on a radio station in Ireland.
What a boring show.
And a genealogy expert who happened to be listening offered to help.
Got an 81-year-old woman who can't find her parents. Well, they're dead.
After digging around, he found her mom. She was still alive. Yeah. Her name is Elizabeth. She lives in Scotland. Turns 104 this weekend. Yeah. Last month, Eileen flew to Scotland to meet her mom for the first time. The family was a little worried about her traveling because she's old.
Right.
She's had some health issues, but she told them she had to do it. Apparently, her mom had no idea she was coming. Eileen just showed up at the door, and her half-brother answered. She called the radio station the other day and told the whole story. There's a little picture of her and her mom.
That's great. And I like that you said, after a little digging around, because that's what I would initially do if some 81-year-old said, find my mother. Start digging. Is this her? How about this one?
You got to dig up the entire home?
Yeah, I'm going to dig up the whole place. The whole bone orchard's going up until we find your mama.
Seems excessive.
We're going to DNA test them all. You want to find her?
What if she's alive?
Oh, please. Just in time. Which one's which?
Yeah.
Brady?
The mom is in the chair. Though. Yeah, 104. Is sitting. 81 on her lap.
Well, she's got long jeans.
Leaning in.
Live for a long time then. Well, that's beautiful, I guess. Two people who crap their pants all the time found each other. Wonderful. It's going to be the smelliest Mother's Day ever.
I'm so glad you found me. Now wipe my bum.
The last thing I want to do is not see my parents for 40 years. And then when I find them, I got to clean them up. I don't even want to clean up my dad now.
And if your mom lives in New York or Michigan or Ohio, I recommend this for Mother's Day. Tim Hortons is giving moms a 52-ounce cup of coffee.
Oh, my God.
52 ounces? That's a bit excessive.
Get your half gallon for mom, almost.
God, that's massive. But let's be honest, it's what people drink. You go back for a third or fourth cup, you're getting close.
According to a new survey of women with dogs, 75% of them say they're not just dog owners, they're dog moms.
Dog moms. That's right, technically. Like the mother of dragons.
I've got a smuggler's news story.
All right, get it ready.
Hello, my friends, I'm Brady Bogan. These are stories about people getting caught with contraband. We call it the smuggler's news.
Smuggler's blues.
Thanks, Jerry. The cops in Largo, Florida got a call from a Burger King earlier this week about a 35-year-old woman named Jamie Westcott. She was fighting with the staff and refused to leave. And when she got to jail, the guard searched her and found 7 syringes filled with some kind of drugs in her lady parts. Ugh.
Oh, syringes in your hoo-ha. That's
police risky. Report doesn't say what the drugs were.
Does it matter?
She was charged with a tainted tuna.
All right. God.
Prepping that one.
Oh, God.
Happy Mother's Day.
Don't encourage
her. Not bad. She's not real ugly either.
No, she looks clean and healthy. The last thing I'd suspect is 7 syringes of drugs in her vagina.
That's your smuggler's news.
Most people who have syringes in their vagina have a look. This one didn't fit the bill.
Imagine going in.
Well, without her telling you, a bitch. Well, I'm sure they're capped.
You're pricking the pricks.
I'm sure they're capped.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not going
God,
in.
I hope so.
God, very careful. One way going in, going out. One way you're getting stuck. Yeah, she doesn't look terrible.
Little follow-up.
I got to see the rest of her, though. That's just from the neck up. The lower end could be Minotaur. She's got Minotaur head. She could be normal and then have that huge horse ass.
All right, we'll go to the all-knowing Facebook.
Oh, you can find her on Facebook. Let's see.
There's only one listed. That's oh, that her. Could be her.
That's some ginger. That's not her. That's a ginger at prom. Just trying to get pregnant, too. Wow. She's got a serious look on her face. Man. Is that prom? They look too old.
Yeah, they do look a little old.
Maybe they just crashed it.
Maybe it's the adult prom.
Ooh,
the radio station
gotta
does.
Ban that. Oh, God. Same radio station as an 81-year-old person looking for her mom.
I've got such a sweet story today. An 81-year-old woman who's been abandoned by everyone her entire life looking for her mom. I'm lost and I can't find my mom.
This is a little follow-up to the story about Dilly Webb.
Yeah.
He was the one that had the sticker on the back of his pickup truck.
The I says, eat ass?
Yeah. All charges have been dropped.
He won.
Protected under the First Amendment.
He went to the Constitution and he won.
Yes.
Instead of just being a decent person. I know. But pick your battles. Instead of just being a decent person when somebody said, hey, that's bugging me. Kids see it. I don't think it's right. I have a constitutional right to let the world know via my back window that I eat ass.
I bet he's going to get a really good job.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a winner. He's one of life's winners. Dude, I became CEO of Intel, and that is my Ferrari outside, the one that says, I eat ass.
Shut up.
But as the most powerful man at Intel, I just have to let you know, express yourself. That's what I did.
Remember when Chuck lost his mind about Randall? Didn't he have, like, Satan?
Satan on his license plate. Good God, there he comes in.
John 666.
Big goddamn car worshiping the devil. But you have to remember, when you're that close to actually possibly meeting the devil, seeing signs of him every day scare the hell out of you. That's why I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I also don't do business with blacks. It's like you're going to hell then. Well, you know, they don't pay their bills. Chuck, do you really think that your heaven conversation 2 seconds ago is going over real well with this new turn you've taken? We used to throw homosexuals off the pier. God bless
tell
you.
Tell me again.
God bless you, my friend.
I think it's great the way you can get religious right at the end.
I do think it's a good out.
It's wonderful.
But you can't,
that's my plan.
You can't proudly
that's
tell the
plan?
Stories. It is. It's a good
sure.
plan.
You Why can't, not?
It's Pascal's wager, and it's ridiculous. But, hey, take a chance. Do your thing. It makes you feel better. But you can't continue to tell the stories after you tell somebody, I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. Now, when we were in Santa Monica, and I used to chuck homos off piers. Like, I don't think you mean it. I gotta assume.
Just that you apologize to the priest that's in front of you or yeah. whoever it is, and you're good.
Evidently. But you can never tell those homo chucking stories ever again. Oh, we'd go down there on Friday and Saturday.
Well, he found the Lord. He would never chuck a queer from the pier after that.
No, he would. He just wasn't strong enough to do it anymore.
Yeah.
He would have chucked queers off. He wanted to throw Clayton about 6,000 miles. If I had the power in me, Brady, I would summon it now and throw Clayton as far into the freeway as I could.
That's why we had Clayton with us in L.A., but we told Chuck he couldn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go because that's very close to Santa Monica. And I would have a homosexual nearby, and I could get back to my chucking days for the Lord, Jesus. He hates them too. But yeah, I didn't really think he meant it. But it is it's a good out. It's a nice move.
In Clarksville, Tennessee.
You know who loves it more? Like religious people. Because they'll always say, you know, Darwin renounced everything he said and believes in Jesus on his deathbed. And I'm like, he's taking a chance. That's all.
He didn't really.
He was incredibly right, and then he got scared.
He was under pressure.
Maybe, he probably said something like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe there was a Jesus. Darwin renounced everything. Darwin renounced it. Because they didn't want to believe he was right, and he didn't want to believe they were right. But in the end, they were both scared.
It's whatever, nice. It's
whatever,
a nice
whatever crutch you get you to the end.
My mom's got a chaplain that comes to the house now. And
there
she talks for hours with him.
Yeah. He's getting it off her chest. And Chuck had to do that, too, at the end. Before COPD kicked in, he had a guy come to the house. I used to chuck homos off piers. Is that bad? Not in our religion. In fact, it says it in Exodus 21. When chucking a homo off a pier, you must chuck also his partner and any of their adopted Asian daughters.
Oh, he didn't do it right.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't know if he had a partner. Well, then you needed to chuck and then stone another homosexual. This is how we treat them. I didn't know that, and I apologize to the Lord Jesus.
It was a typo in the Bible. It was a Hittite, not a homo.
Oh, geez. They had typos back then before typewriters?
Yeah,
that's now that's a miracle.
The parchment smeared.
Hey, guys, Jesus just gave me one of these sweet machines. It's a Corona.
They have whiteout?
I'll type it out. Oh, yeah. No, they did. They just go, I made a mistake, and I don't know if we can go back on that. God, can we erase this? Start again.
Really?
Why don't you just do this? No.
In Clarksville, Tennessee, they had a great clown mystery. This neighborhood, kids were reporting, hey, this clown's been driving around in a car and handing out candy.
They called
the police.
That's bad.
One of the parents saw the gray sedan going by, and the clown was on the passenger side. A woman was driving. Police finally were able to track down the clown, and it was this older gentleman celebrating his birthday. He decided he wanted to dress up like a clown and hand candy out to the kids.
His
wife was driving him around, and the police say he was a very nice man.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I agree.
They found 18 heads in the trunk.
He's a wonderful actor, is what he is.
I like the picture, though, of the article. They just show these beautiful clown shoes.
Anytime someone says, I want to dress as a clown and go hang out with strange kids, they're not nice people.
Hand out candy.
There's never good intention there. And we have to always remember that. Don't ever, ever, ever say, oh, some of them are nice. No, we have to keep it in our minds at all times. Anyone dressed as a clown that wants to hang out with your kid is not normal, period.
Brian Slocum is a single dad. He lives in Sarasota, Florida. And his nephew recently introduced him to Snapchat. Then on Tuesday, Brian was driving past a pawn shop and thought it would be funny to go in and pretend he wanted to sell his seven-month-old son.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
He put him on the counter in the car seat. He had the kid in the car seat, put that up on the counter, told the owner he was barely used, and asked what he's worth, and secretly recorded it on his phone.
Right.
His big mistake was he never told the store owner it was a joke. He just walked out.
Right.
So the guy called the police. A few hours later, Brian saw the story on the local news and freaked out, called the cops and explained what had happened. Then dozens of officers showed up at his house. They ultimately decided not to charge him for a crime.
Right.
But I like the interview with Brian on the news. He's wearing a shirt.
He's got his tattoos says,
Dad,
all over.
Toughest job you'll ever love.
He's like Carrot Top with real live props. It's a weird thing because he's trying to become a YouTube sensation with his wacky practical jokes. But he did something horrible.
A guy stole a black Cadillac in West Palm Beach, Florida on Wednesday night. He was driving it through Cocoa, Florida, when a cop car suddenly appeared behind him and tried to pull him over.
Of course, black Cadillac. Come on.
Got to pull that over in Cocoa. I smell cocoa butter. Oh, boy.
The car thief.
That car's stolen right there. Let's go get it.
The car thief hit the gas, wound up crashing into a house. Apparently, he was just inches away from hitting a woman who was sleeping inside in the house. He took off running before the cops showed up. They're still looking for him. But
he was very fast running.
Story.
What?
Very fast
he crashed into a house and got away?
Yep.
Because it turns out the cop car that pulled him over was also stolen.
Huh?
So the guy that stole the cop car decided, I'm going to pull over this dude randomly.
He actually did some
and
work.
Had no idea this guy had a stolen car.
My God, they're running rampant down there in Cocoa.
Jeez. So the guy who stole the cop car felt the urge to become a policeman.
I'm going
to
have some fun.
What are the
somebody
odds?
Over.
That's amazing.
That's a million to one right there.
And the dude who ran away from the stolen black Cadillac, again, very fast, I assume, probably left the other criminal.
They tracked that guy down in the cop car. He took off running.
Did they catch him?
No.
No, they're very fast.
Both of them, very fast.
This doesn't seem possible. Yeah,
Cocoa car thieves are very, very fast on foot. They don't even need cars. I don't even know why they're stealing cars. They're faster than your average police cruiser. I don't care if they got that interceptor in it or not. Those guys can outrun it.
Who's the cop that got his car stolen, too? Don't you feel like an asshole?
That's pretty bad.
Chief, it happened again.
Damn it, Maroney. What's wrong with you?
Well, I just popped in real quick, and they got that auto start, and I always forget to take my keys out of it.
They're giving 52-ounce cups of coffee away for moms.
Someone picked up my mom, and we went in, and she takes a little while to get out of the bathroom. But then the car was gone. We came back. Good news is, you're not going to believe this, the guy who stole it actually pulled someone over who was stealing another car. The bad news is, he pulled him over inside someone's living room. And everybody just started running. And we know how fast Cocoa thieves are.
Yeah, we do have a problem with how fast they are around here. Goddamn cocoa butter.
Is this a Will Ferrell movie?
It's got to be. Why are they stealing cars? They can outrun police cruisers. Black Cadillac in Cocoa, Florida. Guy on foot runs away. Good Lord. This is the worst story I've ever heard.
One of the benefits of living in a sanctuary city, in Sacramento, California, the people are reporting they're tired of watching the homeless guy whack off in the middle of the street.
That's a benefit?
Yeah. You can watch people just homeless.
Man. How do you know the homeless guy was an immigrant?
You don't.
Not an immigrant. It's just you're helping homeless people.
Yeah. Sanctuary cities allow it all. Sanctuary cities pass.
No, that was the point.
They have that too, but part of it is that you can't get mad at them when their street's taking dumps and doing stuff. San Francisco
homeless are allowed to poop.
No shaming.
Yeah, there's none of that.
I don't understand the connection between
it's
a
sanctuary
city
to the idea that they're indigent.
They're welcome.
Or they're from another country or from anything else. You just can't question anybody's day on the street kind of thing. So you can do whatever you want.
You can squat away.
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't that be a hillbilly
American? It can be, but it also applies to like rights of the homeless. Or, you know, anybody who's here illegally or anything else. Sanctuary to all.
So we have different rules for our homeless?
Oh, yeah. Our city is not a sanctuary city. So we'll
deport
you.
They relocate
the
homeless.
And if you crap in our street, we'll move you. They don't do that there. They can just do whatever you want.
Even if you're a white American?
Wherever you want. Like, yeah, it's like I guess in San Francisco, and I don't know if this is rumor or truth, like if there's a homeless guy in a really nice neighborhood and he's not doing anything wrong, you can't call the police on him.
Oh.
Whereas here, it's really, really super illegal to be super homeless in my front yard.
That one they could probably, listen.
If it's not trespassing.
Well, wait, if they're on the sidewalk.
Jet. Right. But, like, if they're just milling around in front of your house, you get a suspicious person's call. I can't really do that to them.
But this guy's been dropping trowel in the middle of the street.
Yeah, and just beating it.
Well, he could still get nailed for that.
You'd think so, but evidently.
Public indecency.
Yeah, I don't know what. It seems like it's all gone haywire.
What'd he look like? He's homeless?
He's Mexican?
I'm pretty certain dirty throughout the country you cannot pull your
pants
D out.
That's a rule.
Public.
That's a rule. And they do have like excessive lies being told about what you can do in San Francisco. Although, the poop in the streets thing is very, very real.
Well, they're doing it on the down low. I don't think.
Oh no, the poop
in
the
cop drives by.
No, when I was on the big bus tour,
yeah.
There was a couple of guys squatting. One was squatting over on one part of the town.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do. Like there's no.
I believe
law.
That was downtown. It was right. It was right near the Transamerica building. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you can't
looking
hassle
at the tip
them.
Of
they're
that,
protected
and then
by.
They're allowed to whip out.
They're allowed to poop in the road, and they're allowed to be like pee and poop right in the center of the street. And I don't know why that was something they decided to say was okay there, but it is. Because they've got such a huge problem with it. Los Angeles
was
talking
about
it.
I got to Google this. I don't.
The pooping in the road thing's real. Very real. It's not against the law. Now, a cop may say, hey, go do this over in the corner, but they can't stop them or give them any sort of fines or anything. It's gross. It's ridiculously gross. I would find it endlessly hilarious because guess what? They've been doing it there for so long, it doesn't matter. Because if they were to arrest all the homeless people pooping and peeing in the streets, they would need to build 20 new jails.
Couple of little medical stories. People who have their appendix removed are 3 times more likely to develop Parkinson's disease.
No. We'll stop doing that then.
And, Article 2, Section 153 of the City Charter. It shall be unlawful for any person to deposit or cause to be deposited any human urine or feces upon any public or private highway or road.
Deposit. Here?
In San Francisco.
Oh, well. They have a rule now where it's decriminalized, where the cops don't even chase it down. So it may be still in the books.
2019.
Well, it's still be maybe on the books when they decriminalize it. Same thing they did with pot in Denver.
$500 fine.
Denver used to be a thing.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck exactly. In collecting that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and that's why they decriminalized it.
But
they're going to waste the cops'
time. It's
still
unlawful. I mean, so I don't know what they
did. Yeah, well, like you said, if they're doing it right in front of that guy, he's going to say something to him. And,
but in like Colorado, when they decriminalized pot, it was still on the books as illegal, but the cops were not even chasing it. It's not a problem. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, yeah, in any big city, if you have a ton of homeless, I mean, it's hard to prosecute homeless guys.
Because you'd be throwing them in jail.
And you're throwing them in jail, and they're getting out, and they're throwing in jail.
Because they got to poop somewhere, so they just made it a thing where it's gross. I don't know how much is going on. But
it is on the books as being illegal.
They have a sanctioned area. A friend of mine's up there right now. In a sanctioned area of where, like they did in L.A., where they moved them all over to that.
San Francisco's public poop problem.
Yeah, they have
worse than ever.
They had it in Anaheim, and the big debate was, do we build them new bathrooms and spend taxpayer money to build these giant bathrooms where they hang out, or just let them go? And they were like, I don't want to spend any money on it. And it's like, just let them go.
If you go down by the pier, they spent the beautiful.
They have amazing restrooms.
They're old, historical-looking facilities. The problem was they just got trashed.
Right.
Well, now they're all locked up.
Yeah.
So you got these, they look like bus stops almost.
Gross.
Well, we always say if you're going to be homeless, you're going to be in the nicer areas.
Oh, I would love to be in Los Angeles.
You're going to be in California. You're going to be in Florida. You're going to be in the nicer weather areas. I bet Minnesota doesn't have a big homeless problem.
They do, which is surprising.
No way.
They do have
not
homeless.
Not nearly as big as
Los Angeles
and California.
21
well, look
million
at,
people.
New York, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, there's homeless people in big cities for whatever reason, because that's where a bunch of stuff
they're
is.
They're stupid.
They are the dumb homeless. I agree completely. So Costa, the comedian that came in here a couple weeks ago, said, I used to always wonder why the homeless of New York just didn't start walking. It's not like they got anything else to do and just head off to California. He goes, then I moved to Los Angeles and realized, oh, they did. Because they're everywhere.
They did.
No, they're there. They're everywhere.
It's the really dumb ones.
It is, yeah. They're just slower. They're new to it. Yeah, if I was going to be homeless, I'd start walking to where the snow wasn't. Toronto has homeless people. How?
That's just idiotic.
Yeah.
The good people at Natty Light just posted a new summer internship. They're looking for someone to be an ambassador for the brand, to go to events, create viral content, and design some sick swag.
Well, immediately you're
the
not
job pays $40 an hour for 8 weeks.
Oh, boy.
So Jeremy? About $12,800 for the summer.
Jeremy, you should do that. You can make sick swag.
You can apply online before the 26th.
Natty Light six. It's too bad Jeremy can't afford Natalie Light.
or Natalie.
Yeah, or Natty Light. It's a little too pricey, that highfalutin Nat Light.
Jeremy did pay his bet.
He gave you the Subway coupon?
I get any 6-inch sub for $3.49.
He's got $1.50 off.
How much are they normally?
Aren't
they
about $5?
Yeah, they're $5
That's
foot
a
long.
Foot long. You're getting ripped off by half, and you're spending $1.50 less.
And it took 3 days to get that from
Hold on a tick. A 6-inch sub coupon for $3.50?
And it was cut out precise.
That's on us for not investigating the coupon
first.
Well,
I don't care about that
part. I mentioned it.
Yeah,
I said, the coupon is it was free? Because Brady was offering up a gift card.
That's true.
Yeah, you should have given him.
Screwed.
It's basically $1 off a footlong. Also, half of the footlong isn't there.
I'm going to get it today.
It's $1.06 off a footlong. What a terrible coupon.
I don't like the way you put that.
Well, it is.
Didn't you get anything? Any sandwich?
Brady, I hate to break it to you.
Any 6-inch sub.
Oh, wow.
You're getting 6 inches on this deal no matter what. This is ridiculous. That is the word. Where did you get that coupon? I'm an idiot.com.
He bought it for $5 on Groupon.
Yeah, exactly.
Groupon's giving away 6-inch subs for a dollar less than a foot long.
He won it on a bet.
What a deal.
2 days ago.
I don't even know how Subway did. Again, it's like the ballpark. When they gave you that coupon, did they laugh? It should be required that they laugh. Here's your coupon, sir. It's a dollar and 6 inches off a foot long.
He hesitated handing it over, and he's like, you son of a bitch. Now what am I going to get my wife for Mother's Day?
Toledo, look up how much a 6-inch sub is.
All right.
It can't be more than $4 or $5. If it is, then that $5 foot long is the greatest deal in the history of man.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And it's just the sub. It's not even a combo.
Because let's break it down by price.
Yeah, who the hell just gets the sub?
$5 foot long is $2.50 for every 6 inches, right? If I'm doing my math.
Yeah,
right.
And I don't know if they do that anymore.
Well, they did $6 foot longs, and that's still cheaper, $3 per. So you just get it for $6.
What the hell?
6-inch sub is $3.75. Meatball marinara. Brady, you're saving 30 cents.
Oh, my God, I'm going to pull this thing.
Now, don't get that oven-roasted chicken because you're going out of your brain with that. That's $4.25.
Pipe down. You've got no defense over there.
My God, Jeremy saves coupons to save 30 cents.
Man.
It costs more to reach and take the coupon out of the guy's hand in time than it would to save them and just go pay the extra
Whoever put
I've
that coupon
June
out,
second to use
the this. Marketer needs to bring you in, Jeremy, because you're the target audience.
Let me see that thing. Oh, it's written in crayon. You were fooled twice. $3.49 any 6-inch.
Wow, what a deal.
Additional charge for extras.
Any 6-inch.
Yeah. If
he goes with the oven-roasted chicken, John, he's saving almost a dollar.
Yeah, roast beef. You got to go roast beef. That's the most expensive.
Yeah, get that roast beef. But don't you dare add anything, because that's extra, too. Terms and conditions apply. Canadian users must pass a mathematical skills test. One-time use.
Yep.
Says it right there in the fine print. We can't go broke handing these 12-cent deals out. We're Subway. We're not McDonald's. Man, oh, man. Oh, it's an age restriction.
What?
Yeah. You have to be under 6 because that's the only time the math works on this. Idiot, Jeremy. Worst coupon I've ever seen. Ever. Just give me half of the other sub for free. Drop of a foot long down to $3.49. Now you got a coupon. That's ridiculous. Well, congratulations on your big win. This is what being cheap gets you when you win bets, Brady, because when you're cheap and you won't bet, because I think we were all going to go $100. You would have won $300 if you'd have just said, yeah, I didn't say Indiana. You would have won $300 from this. Well, you would have gotten $200, but you'd have won $300.
Right. You being cheap. Yeah, that's true.
You're right. Toledo wasn't going to hand it over.
You went to Jeremy. I went a bet with Jeremy.
Well, I better not in case I lose. I got no confidence. What do you got over there, Jeremy?
A terrible coupon for 12 cents off.
Deal. Shake on it.
You would be up technically $300, $200 in your pocket.
You got to go for it sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, Brady. You ever watch Sylvester Stallone movies?
Yeah, put your balls on the
over the top.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Don't you have that inner guy?
Just do it. Just do it.
I will at Subway.
Yeah, no. Congratulations.
A
win.
Double meat for a dollar.
Yeah, you could have been rolling in dough.
You could have taken Ronnie out to a nice steak dinner.
We're going to Subway.
On her birthday. It expires the second.
I'm going to end it with a Wild World memorial.
Oh, radio video. This is big.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World Memorial. We lost a legend in the animal kingdom.
A big legend.
Jim Fowler.
Oh.
That's Jim from the Wild Kingdom.
Wow.
Marlon Perkins' assistant.
It was on last night. The Seinfeld episode with Jim Fowler reran last night on Channel 7.
So I thought about, we have a choice on that one, or running, I decided to go with the Johnny Carson, a little collage of some animals that he brought on originally.
Yep.
He would be the animal expert.
Well, he and Joan Embry.
Yeah,
used
Joan
to come
Embry
on Carson's show all the time.
What have you brought for us here, Jim?
I got a monkey and the monkey's natural enemy.
All right, let's see what happens.
He was also a regular on the Merv Griffin Show, Mike Douglas Show.
I had a very
Today Show.
Young person. I'm guessing early 20s. Say to me yesterday,
that's weird, wild stuff.
And then I didn't question it. And I'm like, where did you get that? Like, I don't know. Like, you just
My
Carson,
dad would
you just
do
Carsoned
that.
Me.
It's wild stuff. I did not know that. That's
okay.
Why he's going to go with the Seinfeld.
A little later, we're going to be talking with animal expert Jim Fowler.
Where are the cameras?
But first, we're talking with Jerry. Hey, Jerry, you drugged a woman in order to play with her toy collection. How do you feel about that?
Couldn't air this
today. It was great. I've done it a few more times since then.
And she doesn't know anything about this.
No, not a thing.
Well, Jerry, we have a little surprise for you. Come on out, Celia.
What kind of sick, twisted creep are you?
Whoa! What is this? What is she doing here?
It's a new format. Scandals and animals. Get me that.
If you think you can drug me and play with my toys, you've got another thing coming, buddy.
Go, girl. What kind of woman drinks an entire box of wine?
Mr. Fowler, I have a squirrel here that is a miracle of modern science. George, I told you, we're booked.
Careful. Hawks and squirrels don't get along together.
Ooh. Another interesting confrontation. This could be spicy. Yeah, George, bring him over.
No, you idiot. Hawks eat squirrels.
There's the great Jim Fowler killing George Costanza. So the time for goodbye, Jim. Jim used to be on with Marlon Perkins.
Is that the one you wanted to play, or did you want to play?
No, we're not playing them both.
Yeah,
for
sake. Yeah, he got enough time.
Well, after you played the whole thing, you ask him, is that the one you want?
No, I said I wanted the...
I know, I heard you say the Carson one. I started to do the Carson impression, and then we watched Seinfeld for
right. I was wondering what was going on.
Is that the one you wanted? I'll play everything.
No, that wasn't, but...
Yeah, well, there you go.
R.I.P., Jim.
R.I.P. Goodbye, Mr. Fowler. Goodbye. Johnny used to make that joke all the time, though, Carson, is that Jim Fowler was the helper on the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And Marlon Perkins would, from a studio in front of an Indian head, as the logo of Mutual of Omaha, say, "We tracked down a grizzly bear. Jim stood in its home for 3 hours until it woke up from hibernation." And they'd show Jim in a cave with like a grizzly bear just starting to get up. And Jim'd be like, "His bus is about to get up," and he's feeling good. "Tell me what you're going to do next, Jim."
I forgot the animal.
Run.
Carson also said, "It's a..." The other joke is, Jim's giving the crocodile an enema.
Giving an enema to a very patient crocodile. Yeah, it was Jim Fowler, long gone. Days and days have passed.
And that's your Wild, Wild World
nice
Memorial Radio Video.
All right, that's
goodbye,
enough.
Hi, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. You hadn't done anything since the Seinfeld episode, but still. Next up, Jack Hanna. Oh, Joan Embry has to die first, then Jack Hanna. That Gorillaz in the Mist lady's still running around, too,
Jane
isn't she?
Goodall.
Isn't Goodall still alive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Long way to go until your friend Hannah dies, if it goes in order. He'll be the last of the people who take animals on TV. Dadgum animals.
How old did you say Jack is?
Hannah?
He's got to be 70.
You think? Yeah, probably.
73, maybe.
They're all getting so old. And I don't see anybody new coming up through the ranks taking zoo animals on talk shows. You know?
Yeah, there isn't really.
Brian Fellows was the last one.
There's an opening, Brady.
Yeah, Brady, that could be you. You're the kid in this department, too.
This is a black mamba.
Brady was watching the Carson one and Jack Hanna, or not Jack, whatever his name, Jim, he's dead, who cares. Jim Fowler was put this big beetle on Johnny's arm, and Brady's watching. I'm on the couch going through the news, and you just hear, "Johnny's scared." I'm like, he talks to the TV.
Johnny's freaking out.
Johnny's very dead. This is a 40-year-old clip.
Johnny is losing it. Anyway, Mom, can I have some milk? Oh, wait, I went back in time.
And there you go. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.